You're on Texas Standard Time.
The border, the wall, the immigration issue, it's front and center now in Washington as it has been almost every day of 2018. And it's, of course, at the center of the current government shutdown, which we'll talk about a little later in the show. Here in Texas, the border issue gets even more personal. In some cases, it's literally in our backyards. The so-called tent city shelter housing migrant kids in Tornillo, Texas, has been at the center of a lot of criticism over the Trump administration's handling of immigration issues. Now, word it could soon shut down. State Representative Mary Gonzalez is a Democrat from El Paso County, whose district includes Tornillo. Representative Gonzalez, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
What have you heard about the timeline for the tent city in Tornillo's closure?
So we have heard that the facility has stopped accepting new kids, and that with the timeline they're working at by the end of January, Tornillo will be closed. Now, I think it's very important for me to say that that the facility has told us before that they were going to close before, and that didn't happen. But this time, I do feel the fact that they have actually said no more new kids, and they have honored that. They're hoping to put some pressure on the federal government to change some policies.
Have you seen any actual movement there? Are they taking tents down? Are they deconstructing things yet, or do you know?
They have deconstructed some of the more bigger tents that were used to house lots of kids for meals and for and they're taking away some of the bathroom tents. And so we do see some takedown. Still, over 1,000 kids in the tents right now, but we do have some encouragement, I guess, that they have stopped accepting kids. This doesn't mean that the federal government has started reuniting kids. Mm-hmm. It just means that the Tornillo and the tents won't exist in the ways that we know it now.
Yeah, that was my question. You said over 1,000. I've heard as many as 2,500 kids still in Tornillo. Is it clear what will happen to them? Will they be reunited or sent to their sponsors or and maybe could they be moved to other shelters, or do we know?
So, a couple of background facts. One, Tornillo existed because the state licensed facilities were already over capacity. Then they needed to put kids somewhere, so they created the Tornillo facility. The backlog, when it reached over 2,500 kids, happened because the federal government implemented new background checks required for all members of the family,
right,
not just a sponsor.
Right. And they've since reversed that, right?
They have somewhat reversed that, yes. But what ended up happening when kids were normally in Tornillo for 21 days, when I was there a couple weeks ago, kids were there since July or even, you know, August. And so they were there for over 100 days. What the hopes of the facility is that by them closing down and with no location for the kids to go, that the federal government will speed up the process. So they are hoping that with their shift in policy, the federal government will have an urgency to put the kids with their families.
What have you heard from your constituents about this shelter?
You know, it's just really dehumanizing. Here's what I will say. We did a soccer ball collection for the kids. When I went in and talked to some of the young ladies, they had taken up knitting. And so we had done a yarn drive so the girls would have something to do. They knit scarves for themselves and for each other and their teddy bears. And it's just, I think it's just to the point where we're just really feeling maybe even a little hopeless. All of us in my district and my community have said how we don't want it there, how we want the kids to be with their families. But the federal government really hasn't listened to these messages. And so we'd be really happy to see it gone. At the same time, we just don't want kids incarcerated at all. Like, my fear is if they keep on with the policies, where do they move these kids? Because I will say this, what we heard from the facility is of the 2,000 kids, all of them except for 300 had families on the outside waiting for them. All of them. So it's not like the kids didn't have anywhere to go. It's that we were actually intentionally keeping them from their families.
The debate over border security, particularly the border wall, has been obviously very front and center in national politics. What border issues do you expect to come up when the Texas legislature convenes in January?
Wow, that's a great question. I think one of the questions as we transition to new House leadership, and I've been talking to new House leadership about this, is at what point does the state of Texas, because we're at the forefront of this, not continue to perpetuate the anti-immigrant discourse and rhetoric? At what point do we even push policies that are protecting our immigrant community? I think at this point we have to be reactionary to the federal government. If the federal government is going to go basically anti-immigrant, Texas is really dependent on our immigrant community, and it's part of our culture and our history. And so I'm hoping that we don't see anti-immigrant legislation, that we see maybe even legislation that would be considered pro-immigrant that protects the rights of immigrants. Although, as anybody in Texas knows, the legislature is always a surprise. So we'll see what happens. It's really hard to predict what will happen session with new leadership.
State Representative Mary Gonzalez is a Democrat from El Paso County. Representative Gonzalez, thank you again for your time.
Thank you so much for keeping this issue front and center.